श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय स्वामी रामसुखदास जी चैप्टर 1 वर्स 2 हियर संजय आंसर्स द क्वेश्चन आस्क्ड बाय धृतराष्ट्र इन वर्स 1 संजय उवाच दृष्ट्वा तु पांडवानीकम् व्यूढं दुर्योधनस्तदा आचार्यमुपसंगम्य राजा वचनमब्रवीत. Sanjaya says, at that time, seeing the army of the Pandavas drawn up in battle array, approaching Dronacharya, Prince Duryodhan spoke the following words. Comment. Tada. Tada means the time when both the armies were arrayed and Dhritarashtra was very much anxious to hear the account of the battlefield. Tu. Dhritarashtra put the question about his sons and the sons of Pandu. So Sanjaya uses the word to tell Dhritarashtra first about his sons. Trishtva Pandavamikam Vyudham. It means the army of the Pandavas was arrayed in good order, that is, the warriors had no difference in their opinion. Righteousness and Lord Krishna were in their favor. Therefore, the Pandavas, though fewer in number, had greater impact. Seeing their army arrayed, Duryodhan was also influenced. So he, approaching Dronacharya, spoke prudent and serious words. Raja Duryodhana. Duryodhana was called Raja, the king, because Dhritarashtra had the greatest attachment and affection for Duryodhana. Moreover, Duryodhana was the prince. He looked after the affairs of the empire, while Dhritarashtra was only the nominal head. Duryodhana was the main cause of the warfare also. It was because of all these factors that he was called king by Sanjaya. Acharya Mupasangamya. It seems that there were three reasons why Duryodhana approached Dronacharya. 1. He went for his selfish interests so that he could arouse ill will in Dronacharya's heart against the Pandavas, and Dronacharya might be specially partial to his army. 2. It was proper on his part to go to Dronacharya to express his regard for him, because he was his preceptor. And 3, it is very significant for the chief warrior not to leave his position, otherwise the whole order of the army is disturbed. So it was proper on the part of Duryodhana to go to Dronacharya. Here a question may be raised that Duryodhana should have first of all approached Bhishma, because Bhishma was the commander supreme. Then why did he approach Dronacharya? The answer is that Drona and Bhishma both loved Pandavas and the Kauravas. But Drona was special kindness and love for Arjun. Moreover, Duryodhan had a pupil-preceptor relationship with Drona, but he had no family relationship with him. Therefore, it was proper on his part to go to Drona to please him. In practical life also, it is seen that man, for his selfish interests, tries to please a person who is not closely related to him by offering him regard. Duryodhana thought that Bhishma was his grandfather, so it was easy to please him, even if he was displeased because of his family relationship. So Bhishma also loved him very much. Bhishma blew his conch loudly to please and cheer up Duryodhana. Vachanam Abravit. Here it was sufficient to use the word abravit, spoke, which also includes vachanam, words. So there was no need to use the word vachanam. Even then the term vachana has been used, which shows that Duryodhana spoke prudent and meaningful words in order to arouse ill will in Dronacharya's heart against the Pandavas and to win his favor so that he could fight wholeheartedly on the Kauravas' side and that would gain victory. Thus the term vachanam was used with a selfish motive.